This is the fifth person. And when I say five, I mean five. Look, I pinched my finger yesterday when I was getting out the car. Told myself up. Shout out to these good quality cameras. I pinched my finger yesterday, but we got five. Fifth person that is arrested in Turks and Caicos. And this time it's a black woman. So I wonder if they're going to start clamping down just because it's a black woman. Check it out.
An Orlando woman is stuck in Turks and Caicos tonight after what authorities at the airport say they found in her luggage. And no, it wasn't drugs. It wasn't a weapon either. It was loose bullets, two of them.
Yeah, her arrest marks the fifth of its kind in recent months. Most of the Americans facing charges have said bringing the ammo to the island chain in the Caribbean was an accident. New at 11, News 6's Troy Campbell's looking into the charges and their chances of fighting them.
45-year-old Sherita Greer of Orlando, arrested in the Turks and Caicos on Monday after airport security discovered two bullets inside of her luggage. Police say the ammunition was found during a routine search. Greer is the fifth American arrested in the Turks and Caicos since the U.S. State Department issued a travel warning last year, warning Americans from carrying ammunition into the country.
Just empty everything out of your carry-on bag and then refill it with what you want there. Therefore, you're not surprised that something's in there that shouldn't be.
TSA Administrator David Pekoski says improved technology here in the U.S. will be the best defense to stop Americans from boarding with ammunition.
To me, the solution here is to put more technology assists available to them, and we're well on our way to being able to do that. You know, those new x-rays that passengers see that are computed tomography or CT x-ray systems are much better at detecting what's in a passenger's carry-on bag.
Officials in the Turks and Caicos haven't said which airport Greer departed from. But the charge does carry a mandatory minimum of 12 years in jail.
Yo, and I'm going to read this, the Cash App shortly. Shout out to Brian Hunter. Let me say something, bro. Either it's a lot of people that just mistakenly have bullets inside of their backpack or inside of their luggage. Which I don't know why y'all would just have random bullets and ammunition inside of y'all backpacks and luggage. Or this just almost seemed like it's being planted on people. Man, a mandatory 12 years is just unreasonable. For a bullet inside of your backpack, a mandatory 12 years? Yo, that's crazy. So, if it were me, personally, I would not feel that desperate to go over to Turks, personally. I would not feel that desperate to go over there. I'm so afraid, and I don't even just got random bullets just laying around, right? After seeing five people, now it's a black woman over there from Orlando, after seeing five people so far being jailed over there in Turks and Caicos, and they facing a mandatory 12 years in prison for finding a bullet inside of your backpack, let me tell you something, big dog. I am not compelled. I would just completely scratch that off of my list. No way in hell. Because what if I check my backpack and I go through it with a fine-tooth comb and I just so happen to forget one bullet in there? Man, look, bro. Listen, I understand that there's other places and that, you know, you got to be careful what you travel to because the rules over there is not the rules over here and you got to respect the rules of other countries. But let me tell you something, bro. No way in hell, under no circumstances, would you find me in Turks and Caicos because I'm just not willing to take the, I'm not willing to take the chance. I think that when enough people stop visiting over there and they start saying, you know what, I'm just not willing to take the chance because I don't want some random piece of gum inside of my backpack to give me 12 years, then they'll start changing it. But you got to respect the rules and the laws of the land. And I'm almost compelled to feel like, and I don't even use the word feel like, but I'm almost compelled to feel like that maybe they planting that inside of these people's backpacks in order to get them for ransom. 12 years for a bullet that is found and on a random search inside of the backpack. Come on, man. Nope. Says if a traveler brings a firearm or ammunition in the TCI, the U.S. Department of State will not be able to secure their release from custody. And they telling you, they said, if you get caught up over there in Turks and Caicos, We not going to be able to help you. You are going to be on your own and you're going to be facing 12 years. And so I am not the person that is willing to face 12 years or even take the risk, because it ain't no vacation that's that dope. There's so many other places that I can visit before I go and visit Turks and Caicos. But
if a traveler brings a firearm or ammunition into TCI, the U.S. Department of State will not be able to secure their release from custody.
That's insane, bro. But on a flip note, also women getting caught up in these streets. And now this is something a little bit more egregious. Shout out to all of the women that feel compelled to go and rob Lululemon. I don't understand what's up with Lululemon, why y'all keep on trying to steal from Lululemon.
A heist at a Lululemon happens right before our eyes. What is it about Lululemon? It seems like they're always at targets.
Yeah,
these
it does
days.
Seem like that.
Our crews were there as a local store was hit for the second time today.
These thefts appear to be a growing issue for stores in our area, as we mentioned. We want to get right out to Shayna Ferreira. Shayna, you had just gotten back from one store that got hit in Montgomery County when you witnessed a theft at a store here in the city.
That's exactly right. We're at the Rittenhouse Square location of this Lululemon on 18th and Walnut that we pulled up right from coming from Ardmore, where a Lululemon location was hit there. As we're pulling up, I'm working on my script to go live on TV shortly, and I hear commotion. I hear some giggles. I turn to the left, and I see two girls running down. Actually, I take it back. They were skipping down the street with an armful of merchandise very casually and just laughing it off, just something.
So y'all, so wait a minute. So the profile of thieves have now mostly become women. Now, I know that it's a lot of women that steal a lot of things, but I didn't know when we were out here profiling women that what a thief really looked like was a woman that was skipping down the street, giggling, and just got done stealing out of Lululemon, and they just walking down the street giggling, and that ain't even that big of a deal. I see a police officer that's literally walking down the street right there. It's a police officer that walking down the street right there. And I heard they're trying to clean up Philadelphia. They're trying to get it together over there.
Employees say happens not only once, but sometimes twice a day, and I can tell you, I believe it. Athleisure wear giant Lululemon, a popular shopping destination, has quickly become a target for thieves after a number of Lululemon locations across our area were hit. Take a look at this surveillance video from Tuesday in Lower Marion Township. The video showing four burglars making their way in and boldly stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise from the Suburban Square location in Ardmore. Fast forward to Thursday afternoon, just after noontime.
Hey, Grams.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just calling to check on you and seeing how you doing.
Well, I'm glad you did. I was in the bathroom, and then when I came out, I saw that you had called. So, how y'all doing?
We doing really, really well. Everything is going well.
Good.
Yeah, I appreciate you always praying for me, Grams. I'm going to have to, you know me, I'm going to have to come down there and come see you. And, you know, I always come bearing gifts.
You sweetheart, too. And God is going to bless you highly. Well, he is blessing you highly.
Of course. Bless you know, I'm always blessed. I love it. Rita's doing well. Rita's doing incredibly well. She out shopping, having a good time. You know, she enjoying life.
So she could stop enjoying life long enough to give her old grandma a little call.
Yep, I'm going to tell her to call you. Hey, Grams, I'm going to call you back in like 20 minutes, okay?
Okay, baby.
All right, love you. Bye. We take care of our people out here in these streets. We take care of our people out here in these streets. Let's continue. While y'all daughters is out here stealing from Lululemon.
Time, another robbery. This time at the Lululemon in Rittenhouse Square. An employee telling Fox 29 off camera, a group of teens with surgical masks and ski masks came into the Wall Street location, grabbed what they wanted, and simply ran out. Customers making their way in, stunned to learn of what happened.
I think it's crazy that targeted more than once a day. I think it's like trending. I think everyone wants Lululemon, so maybe they think that, you know, they could sell we sell the items and earn a profit.
Caitlin Demers, another Lululemon fan, shocked at the boldness of these thieves.
There's valuable stuff in there, so I guess it doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised it's that often, though.
Adding it's their hope that, at minimum, the kind workers and, of course, the customers at Lululemon stay safe while inside.
It's kind of scary with all the retail theft. I heard it was like maybe $1,000 or so that they stole from there. So just a few items, to be honest.
I don't even think that they selling them. I think that they taking that stuff out of there and they taking the stuff out of the stores and then they wearing them. I don't even think that they selling them.
It's the city of Philly, so you got to be on, like, your head has to be on a swivel anytime you're walking.
Now, as far as the Ardmore theft, one of the lieutenants from the Lower Merion Township Police Department did give me a call back right before the 5 o'clock news to tell me that those four women that were caught with those clothes from the surveillance video that you saw in our story just now were caught, and they are being charged to the fullest extent of the law to a third-degree felony because the amount of merchandise that was taken was well over $10,000 in Ardmore. Now, as far as what happens here, we did reach out to Lululemon Corporate, and they did send me a statement that reads in part, the safety and security of our people and our guests is our top priority. We take vandalism and theft very seriously, always following our policies and protocols and responding to them. They also go on to say that they are working closely with law enforcement as well as both local and federal officials on a daily basis and reporting in these investigations to ensure the safety, of course, of all the folks that are inside and the folks that are also shopping. Guys.
It does seem like to us, Shayna, that the Lululemon specifically are getting targeted more than other stores during these retail thefts. Or perhaps we're just hearing more about the Lululemon stores. Mm.
And I'm also looking to see if people are online selling these things, because you know that's step two of this whole act. And I see stuff on Facebook Marketplace right now that has security tags still on them. So, you know, I'm not an investor.
Wait. Y'all be selling this stuff on Facebook Marketplace with a security tag still on it? Come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that.
But that's not a good thing either. So this has got to stop.
No, and even if you look online, I saw an article just today when I was trying to figure out why this keeps happening. I mean, these guys cannot even go after these thieves. They can't chase after them or anything like that. It's actually a fireable offense. Really, the company is just worried about their people, and they're just worried about their people and not necessarily the merchandise. But it's certainly a problem that eventually every retail store is going to have to confront with at some point, guys.
Sounds like an easy target, the security guy behind you waving to the camera.
Well, listen, you ain't got to worry about it, because a lot of these liberal cities are going to be given over to themselves, and it's going to be pretty much over.